You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Good morning to a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good Tuesday so far. It's pretty early into the session, so I don't expect that you have enough feedback to judge your day so far. As the Brits would say, stiff upper lip, get after it. So welcome to the House of All Marine Radio. You know, things I get in my head and they don't get out. First of all, like, every bit of news is, like, horrible. So yesterday, I saw a story, right, or a tweet that talked about adversity and maturity. And I've had this thing that I've said, whether about raising kids and, you know, participation awards, you know, giving out medals for nothing, that the things you value as a person are the things that you earn and you know you earn. You know, you'll see some little lame-ass trophy that somebody won, and they'll be like, yeah, that one? Man, I had to work my ass off for that little piece of wood and whatever was on top of it, some piece of painted plastic. and they'll tell you a story about it. Or in the Marine Corps, it'll be this ribbon, though, is the one I'm most proud of. Well, what did you do there? Well, I did this, I did this, I did this. The rest of them, nothing, honestly. And so I think it's interesting, you know, just our whole position as a nation. And then you add to it the second article that I read yesterday, and that dealt with the Center for Disease Control issuing a report, I want to say in October, that said that our suicide rate in the nation and our drug overdose rate have sustained movement and are in a place they've never been since the Depression. And to me, there's a link in all of that. There's a link between those two kind of separate concepts. And that is when you raise people, and this is my problem, and it will bleed. It starts with parenting, it goes into the public schools, and now you're seeing it in the military. When you remove consequences from life and your feelings move to the center of the equation, you are setting people up for, I think, a horrible life. And so it's really interesting that kind of these themes, I keep seeing them now. And so what's the answer? The answer is, oh, well, maybe we're making a mistake by raising our kids like that. Maybe we're not doing the right things at school by over-focusing on your own personal feelings. And we're setting them up for failure in the future because they believe the world should conform to their view of it. And that's not the way it actually is. Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. Where do such old-fashioned ideas come from? Well, if you would have paid attention, they come from our grandparents. And for some of us that are old enough, our parents. But all those ideas were rejected. And now what do we find? What we find is that we as a culture are overdosing ourselves and killing ourselves because we never solved this whole riddle about, yo, life isn't always the way you want it to be. Your feelings aren't the most important thing on the planet. They never got told that. Instead of getting spanked, they got put in timeout corner. I seen timeout corner. Timeout corner is bullshit. So you want us to talk about sending your kid down a life with no consequences. And then ultimately what it fashions in their head about how the world should conform to their view of the world. No, I want that. No, you can't have that. Go to timeout corner. Okay, well, I'm going to get it. I just have to sit here for a few minutes before it happens. Because I know she's gonna give in to me, no doubt. No doubt in my little embryonic 4-year-old mind. Because I break that woman down shotgun style all the time. All the time. And so it starts there. And then we medicate them because they won't do what we tell them to. So clearly they have ADHD. No, they don't. The explosion of ADHD. Explain that. All these kids that have all the failure of discipline, the failure of parental structure around them to do basic things in life. So, anyway, I'm writing myself a note. But I find it interesting is that, you know, for years and years, I think we've watched this stuff go on, you know, right? And it migrated from families. I remember the first time I really heard about, I don't know, I had a conversation about timeout corner. I was talking to, he's a CG of Marine Forces Pacific now, Lou Caraparata. We're both captains. And we were in the IOC building at in Quantico at Camp Barron out of the basic school. And he's, I think for the holidays, if I recall, he was going up to his sister's in somewhere in New England. And he was like, oh, my God. He said, drives me crazy. And we're sitting there talking. We're like, why? And he said, because she has timeout corner. He says, we don't have timeout corner in my house. We have the neutral corner. That's where I go after you get spanked. I go to the neutral corner. And we were sitting there laughing about it. But it was the first time I'd ever heard of it. And we had this conversation about, so what happens? Well, she talks to them, and then they go sit in the corner. Like, and that deters them from something. They go play in the corner. So I just, it's just, in my opinion, it's this continuum that gets created that your feelings are at the center of your life. And in, you know, one of the things that, and I should put it in, but I don't know the appropriate phraseology because I shouldn't say it like I do say it. But, you know, life's not for pussies, man. It's not. You better be tough, and your kids better be tough. Because life can get rough. Life can get rough. And so how does this, you know, when, and somebody sent me the term, and I said it late in the program, the term is lawnmower parents. You've heard of helicopter parents, right? I said, well, there's another term, I think. He said the term to describe parents that are worse than helicopter parents is lawnmower parents. They mow over and through all obstacles that their children's face. And you know, so again, think about this. What do you create? And we've done shows about it. In fact, if you missed the interview with Gunny Boo yesterday, you'll hear strains of it in there. Me asking him, how does it work if there is no coercive tools? You know, is timeout corner next for the Marine Corps? What's McNamara doing in the corner? Oh, he's in timeout corner. He's in timeout corner, sir. Well, I mean, it's logical, right? It's no EMI, nothing that might hurt their feelings. He hazed me. He cussed at me. He's making me feel bad about myself. It's the craziest shit in the world. So anyway, but I think it's all this continuum that starts when you're little. And what it means is your feelings are so important. And now even the military is conforming to it. Okay? And then what happens is, When people can no longer give you your way, right? Drug overdoses at historic all-time highs. And what's disturbing about the rate is the rate expands on an annual basis, steadily upwards. What is that? Well, Mac, addiction is such a power. Shut up with that shit, okay? People that can't deal with life, Life, for whatever reason, didn't line up to the way I thought it should be. All this stuff about going to work and working a job I don't like, shit, man. I remember our intel, gunnery sergeant in Fallujah in 2006. Grew up in a three-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. His mom and dad had 8 kids. Boys in one room, girls in another, parents in another. Didn't think twice about it. His dad worked in a plastic factory his whole life to support that. Tough. And he said, sir, I have a great family. And so somewhere along the line, you have to imbue that into your family. But again, you're seeing, to me, to link it back to yesterday's kind of conversation, is that, you know, adversity breeds maturity, right? Adversity breeds esteem. Why? Because you fail, right? And then you assess the failure, and you have somebody booting you in the ass and saying, get back in there. And you go back in there, and you, through hard work, through pushing yourself, through study, through better, you know, physical fitness, whatever it is, by getting stronger, you all of a sudden begin to overachieve this, whether it's losing weight, whether it's a new certification at work, staying up later and stuff. And then you once you learn those lessons as a kid, you simply replicate the behavior. Oh, I know what I've got to do, man. I didn't work very hard to get ready for that. I didn't study. You know, and how does life work when you don't do that shit? It just opens its doors for you. Ironically, okay, two cultures that don't see a rise in suicide are two geographical regions, are the state of Nebraska and the state of North Dakota. Now, I lived in North Dakota, never lived in Nebraska. And I can tell you, they're a bit old-fashioned like that. Don't you know? You betcha, and all that shit. Yeah, they're a bit old-fashioned. It's small-town America. Hey, you're Mike McNamara's kid. What? Yeah, they know that discussion's going sideways after that. Yeah. There's things that are expected of you. That are expected of you. That you are going to go shovel the lady down the street sidewalk when it snows. That you are going to have a strap or a chain in your truck. And when it gets shitty, you're going to help pull people out of ditches. That's expected of you. When the rivers rise, it's expected that you're going to go down to the river and sandbag. Because there's more to all of this than you. And so I just find it interesting that there's this real linkage between adversity, esteem, maturity, drug use, and ultimately suicide. Now, again, I'm not saying that solves all of them, because suicide obviously is a complex issue. Okay, what I'm saying is that there is a linkage in all that. There is a linkage, and to me, you don't have to look very far when you're going to look for causal effects of these things. Now, it's interesting to me. You can have a significant impact, but that stuff now has seeped into our culture so incredibly, the public school system and the military, the wussification of the American military based on these concepts. You can't hurt their feelings. They're different. You got to tell them why. I don't have any problem telling them why. Hey, go clean that shit up, because this is the Marine Corps, right? And we don't do dirty. The reason we don't do dirty is because it attracts flies. We don't do flies. Flies bring disease. So when we go to war, the reason we stay clean here is because you'll have that habit. When you do Afghanistan flies, when you do Iraq flies, yeah, that hang around raw sewage all day, you don't want that shit literally around. That's why you see senior enlisted guys go ballistic when somebody eats food on the hood of their vehicle. Why? Because they leave shit on there. And what does that attract? Flies. What does that bring? Sickness. Don't do that. So all this, it's called discipline. Right? And I'll explain it to you. But you know what? Then you're going to fucking do it. So, and again, it's that point that we say, and then you're going to fucking do it, that we shy away from. To the detriment of our culture, to the detriment of the military, to the detriment of young people and their development. Because you can't be shit until you embrace the concept of discipline. life isn't Burger King. Okay? Life isn't Burger King. You don't get it your way. Well, maybe some do, right? Maybe Kim Kardashian does. Maybe the whole Kardashian, but you're not a Kardashian. Now, you can seek to be one, all right? And we'll all, I guess, recoil and wish you the best, because it's probably not going to turn out well for you, and we hope you're really tough to take that. So, anyway, good morning. Tough is good, right? Smart and tough is good. Smart, tough, resilient is good. Smart, tough, resilient, esteem that's earned, that's unshakable, that grows into maturity. That's the path to a better life. And the answer to we need a better drug so that we can numb people forever is just the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. But again, that's the treatment protocol for PTSD, anxiety, anger, blah, blah, blah. Go in and get numbed up. Don't deal with your shit. Don't low dose, short period of time, do out, blah, blah. Don't do that. So the more I look at the system, the more I see it stacked against you. It's designed for you to go sideways and not kill yourself. It's not designed to make you full up round anymore. I want to talk about the Russians. I want to talk about the government shutdown. A year ago, we toyed with a government shutdown, right? But the president wants to do another one. Kind of odd. Didn't work out well for Mitch McConnell, who picked the shutdown. And now you see them on opposite roles, right? President saying, "Hey, I'll shut it down." Maybe he doesn't intend to do that. He does have a memory. But the so I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about the Russians in 2018. Now, again, when you think of the Russians, I talked to, talked to Alex Hollings, and I kind of introduced the topic, I said, you know, the Russians don't invent things here in the United States, just like what they're doing in France. You can bet that there's Russian information operations, people, right? In fact, I dare say that the part of the Russian military apparatus that has expanded the most in the last 5 years are their information operations. Right now, Ukraine being targeted, right? The Baltics being targeted. Right now, France being targeted. Right now, Brexit being targeted in the UK, right? And you don't need to invent the issues. All you need to do is throw gasoline on the issues. So I want to talk about that this morning. We'll check check Marine Corps news. We'll check DOD news. And then Grant Newsom's going to rejoin us before our Christmas break. But he wrote an article that when I saw the headline, I was like, yes, yes. And the headline was, Japanese were going to convert a helicopter carrier into a longer deck. I believe they're going to modify it, longer deck, and they were to accommodate the F-35. It's like, yes. And I made the comment, how cool is it going to be when, you know, something happens in the Pacific relative to the Chinese, and a carrier battle group of American, Australian, Japanese, you know, multiple carrier battle groups, multiple carriers, you know, move into the region. It's going to be awesome. And then Newsom writes an article that says, yeah, it's not very smart. And I was like, what? We've been waiting since World War II for Japan and Germany to rejoin full-up round nations, right? Germany, we all know, the quintessential freeloader. In Europe, yeah, thank God Angela Merkel is gone. Maybe they'll elect somebody that says, you know what, we Germany, okay, we're over World War II. We can behave like the rest of, you know, we had a crazy man and crazy circumstances after World War I. Speaking of World War I, has anybody seen the movie? And how do you watch it? You know what I'm talking about. They shall always be young. Is that the name of the movie? Is that the name of the thing that the Lord of the Rings guy? They shall not grow old. Why everybody should watch it. How do you watch? They shall always be young. See, I put it in the positive. They shall not grow old. How do you watch it? Trailer, trailer, trailer. Somebody tell me, how do I watch it? How to watch Peter Jackson's. Thank you, finally. Somebody. How to watch Peter Jackson's They Shall Not Grow Old Before It's Too Late. Dead Alive and Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson's new documentary is as much a technical marvel as it of any of his special effects. He's not only restored, stabilized, and colorized footage from World War I, but even employed forensic lip readers to recreate chatter between the soldiers. Oh, and it's in 3D. But seeing They Shall Not Grow Old is not as simple as swinging by the multiplex, since the new documentary only has a 2-day limited release. To see They Shall Not Grow Old in theaters, you will have only a handful of choices. They Shall Not Grow Old is playing just 2 days, December 17th, yesterday, and Thursday, December 27th. Like, what's the point of that? So then what? Bullshit. How does that make sense? Put your zip code in. Tickets on sale now for December 27th. Here's my zip code. Hit enter. Come on. The Regal Metro Point, Austin. Well, it's going to be playing here, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Huntington Beach, 20. AMC Austin Legacy, 14. The Regal Metro Point, Stadium, 12. I like Stadium. 1 o'clock on the 27th. Well, then maybe I should buy tickets. But what happens to it after that? Yeah, let's show up for 2 days, then we're going to shut it down, boys. I don't know. It sounds kind of stupid to me. All right, we're going to actually begin the program here. Good morning to you. Again, I don't raise your kids to be losers, right? How does that make you feel? Did that the president getting Donald Trump getting reelected? How did that make you feel? Bernie Sanders getting screwed out of a fair run at the Democratic nomination for president. How did it make you feel that the Dodgers lost again? Oh, baby. I mean, who could live life like that? Blown around by the winds of fate? Oh, my God. What a fucking disaster. And the people that raise that kind of a child to be like that? What a fucking moron. You have to, it's like, what are the important things that I give my kid? One, right? The meaning of the word no. Two, to swim. Three, toughness. Get up. Go do it again. Do not quit. Get up. Do it again. Get back on the bike. You're going to learn how to ride the bike. Go. Skin knees. Comes with life, bruh. Get up, let's go, spit on that shit. Get on the bike, let's go, let's do it. That's how we learned, man. How do you expect people to function? And again, big shocker, the overdose rate and the suicide rate. historic all-time highs. And again, it's not like it's associated with the Depression and losing your home. It's associated with steady increases on an annual basis for no apparent reason. Right? We're not in the midst of a major depression. Right? World War II isn't going on. Well, Mac, but there's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That affects less than 1% of the population, so don't go there with me. Yeah. The website's called fathomevents.com. Okay, I'll put it in the post for hour one. You can put your zip code in there, and it will tell you where you can get tickets. I will buy a ticket. I should probably buy a few of them. And take my kids, because their grandfather fought in this war. Every major battle. An engineer with Company D, First Engineers, that supported the Big Red One. That's right. John, no middle initial McNamara. So probably not a bad thing to do. But I will tell you, if you haven't seen the images in the trailer, it is crazy. I mean, we've seen these images in black and white. All of a sudden, you see them in color, and their faces come alive. It's crazy. It's like, these are human beings. Look at them standing out there, doing all the different things they do. So, it's remarkable. So, anyway, good morning to you. Grant Newsham, again, going to join us. He's going to explain to me. He's an intel guy, so we'll talk to him about Russian intelligence operations. But, again, what would, and I'll just tease the Russian information operation story. So if I was going to look for places to dump fuel, where would I dump it? That's a good question, Mac. Where would I dump it? So if I'm in the fuel dumping business, I'm in the incendiary business, I'm fire starting, I would probably go to an existing fire so I didn't build. Boom, exactly. All right, so where do we dump the fire? Well, where are the hot spots? What are the hot issues in the country? Right? What are the issues that cause, right, that cause hits to spike? Well, I would say certainly the whole Antifa, white nationalist, black-white issue, right? Black Lives Matter issue, Colin Kaepernick, da-da-da-da-da, okay? There is an American divide there, so pour as much gasoline onto that and stoke that. So, again, I don't think you need to be a genius to do that. You got to look around. I'm sure they have empirical evidence, because they're Russians and do stuff like that, that what issues at any given time are the five issues that create the most discord and whose disagreements are most violent among Americans. Number one, they could probably rank it for you. Yeah, if we do a story about this, it'll go to this range. If we do a story about this, it'll go about this. This stuff, Americans don't tend to care about. But this stuff, yeah, that's the way we keep it blowing up. So we'll talk to Grant about that, in addition to having him explain. He's being called on the rug to explain himself, because I like that the Japanese are converting a helicopter carrier to a, I wish they'd do it to three more. Yeah, and oh, by the way, Germany, take notes. This is how you project power. Right? But Germany would have to, like, have a functional military first and not a joke. And again, I feel, when I say that, it's like an insult to the German military. No, it's not. It's an insult to the German politicians and the German people who believe that they can freeload off the rest of Western Europe because of their pacifist history. Look, man, you got to help row the boat. You got to be a full up round contributor, and your economy is too big to be a freeloader. You leave too big of a hole. So, good morning to you. welcome to All Marine Radio. Raise your kids to be strong, okay, competitors, resilient. Don't treat them with kid gloves. When they do stupid things, don't be afraid to look at them and say, hey, that was stupid. Oh, my God, did you just tell your daughter she was stupid? No, I said what she did was stupid. If she was stupid, I wouldn't be telling her because I would know that she's not intellectually capable of figuring that out, of putting the silverware away right. Okay? Her inability to do that, straight up stupid. Yo, Mac, you can tell you're an old-fashioned parent. Yeah, you can. You can tell by my age. Anyway, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. This is dedicated to all you parents out there who don't have a clue. Okay, take it from somebody who does. Okay? Teach them about the word no. When I say no, you stop. Okay? When I say look at me, you don't turn your back on me and walk away. You look at me. Okay? You have to teach that starting at the age zero. No comes first. Great advice from my father-in-law. God rest his soul, Donald Drake. If they don't understand what no means by the time they're two, you will spend the rest of your life paying for it. Good advice. Good advice. And again, if they do know what it means, guess what? You'll enjoy them 10 times more because you're not having to scream and yell at them and chase them and all that bullshit all the time. So this is dedicated in the hope that you can put your kid that you brought into this world that you love more than anything in the world on the path to better things. And how do you do that? You let them suffer adversity. You help them fight through it. You teach them about hard work, about perseverance, about toughness, about accountability. That creates esteem, the kind of esteem you can't take away, earned esteem. It then, from that comes maturity. And from people like that, what do they tend not to do? They tend not to be involved in drug overdoses. You want to know why? Because they know how to be successful in life. They know how to persevere. So, this is dedicated to all you would-be parents in the hope that you'll listen to this and you'll follow through. The nation is on a slide. The military is on a slide because we can't figure it out. That it's okay. It's okay to say no. And not only no, but fuck no, we're not doing that. So, dedicated to you. If the shoe fits, put that sumbitch on.
Our flag comes first. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who...
Every one of these things you're going to hear, right? They're not mamby-pamby pussified, oh, woe is me, how did that make you feel, bullshit. They're people that cared about others, that led others, that overcame adversity. Every one of these things is a tribute to that which is great in our country, and not that which is selfish, self-absorbed, self-serving, and ultimately self-defeating. Whoa. I even like that. Holy shit!
In the front, with his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
That's not worrying about yourself, boys and girls, right? That is disregarding your own life because we got to kill them before they kill us. And I've got to get these guys there to decrease the amount of time they're either in the open, they're exposed, I need to get into that position because that unit's moving. Raise your kid to be like that.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep...
Hey, that shit's funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country, we care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to exit.
Hello. He's on the fucking registry for Agent Orange and the goddamn water at Camp Lejeune. That guy. Jack Riley. Squad leader. Corporal type. Gitlin's Corner. March of 1967. Single most decorated action that I've ever read about in my life. Right? Lasted between 4 and 6 hours. Medal of Honor, 4 Navy Crosses, 6 Silver Stars, and 3 Bronze Stars, right? So what does that mean? That was some serious shit going on, right? And that's him, low all these years later.
And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You gotta win.
How can you win when your organization keeps backsliding? Huh? How? Yeah, somebody, time to figure the fuck out, boys and girls. All right, let me just email. You need to settle the fuck down this morning, Mac. Holy shit. Now, I'll tell you what, it pisses me off. I read this shit all the time. And we who have been raised right have watched this shit, taken care of our own families, and watched all this bullshit around us. The pussification of our country. And then what you see is you see suicide rates go up, drug overdose rates go up, more kids diagnosed with ADHD and getting the shit medicated out of them. Why? Because we lost our spine as parents? We lost the ability to say no? I think that's the case. Oh, wah, wah, wah. And you know what? The people that brought you that system, you know what they're arguing for? Better and new drugs. Yeah. We'll numb the fuck out of you, just like we do with our veterans. Yes. Settle the fuck down, Mac. I don't think so. I ain't having that shit today. Anyway, I've got a couple emails I need to get to. Woo! Yeah, no, I have this thing in my head that I'm fucked up with this mental health shit. I'm speaking in my own vocabulary. I'm not even trying to clean it up today in case you haven't noticed, right? This is me in my own native tongue. Yeah, in my head, I think that somebody's going to come along and unfuck me, right? In public, no less. Hand go up in the back. Yes, sir. My name is Melvin Benning, PhD. I've written 87 books, and I just want to tell you where you're wrong there, sir. Blah, 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 blah. But guess what? Nobody I meet tells me that. What's the unmistakable conclusion? Either I haven't met very many people, which would be wrong, or they're fucking wrong. That when you look at big VA medicine and you see we go in and they numb the shit out of us and then they send us to group and then we do talk therapy, but there's no do outs from the talk therapy. We just fucking talk. And that's supposed to help us. So we're asking the pinheads that we don't hang out with in college and then they go on and they develop these fucking bullshit go nowhere therapy sessions to come back in and help us. Fucking waste of time, in my opinion. Waste of time. We need an organization that has mentors for Marines, that has mentors for combatants, that has mentors for trauma victims, people that have been through it or near it, people that understand that I can help you get to the other side. Okay, I don't want to medicate you. I will if you need to, especially sleep. All right? But the rest of them, you can learn coping mechanisms to deal with those things, and that's where we're going with this shit. Okay? That's where we're going with this shit. Not this other fucked up route. So, let's do the weather now. I see this shit all the time, and it's the same themes all the time, you know? Sunny and 42 in Quantico. Yep. Sunny and 49 at Camp Lejeune. Clouds, haven't heard from the gunner. He went to the doctor yesterday. Clouds at 44 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny and 47 in 29 Palms. Clouds in 47 at Camp Pendleton, named after Joseph Pendleton, don't you know? In the Al Anbar province of, I'm not supposed to do that one yet, I do Okinawa right now. Dark cloudy in 60 in Okinawa. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, dark cloudy in 57. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, dark cloudy in 50. And in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, clouds in 57 on our way to only 66 degrees, 70 tomorrow, and 70 on Thursday. That is a look at your weather. All right, let me hit a couple emails. I asked a question. They shall never grow old. Only in a few select theaters on 12:27. It was sold out in Columbus last night. I got to get my tickets in. No doubt, I need to get my tickets. Uh-oh. Somebody saw it last night. One of my baseball friends here on All Marine Radio. Baseball, history, Marine Corps. Mac saw it last night. Fucking awesome. See, now, let me just tell you, this is what I love about my culture, okay? Right? This guy's as smart as they come and as polished as they come. Saw it last night. Fucking awesome. Yeah, he can appreciate a great explosion and look at it and go, "That fuck, that was awesome." A must-see. Peter Jackson does a 30-minute interview after the credits about how the film was put together. It's as good as the film. Last line of the film is classic. A British vet is lamenting that when he got back home to England, no one cared about the Western Front or the war. When we got back to work, a co-worker said, "I haven't seen you in a while. Have you been on the night shift?" Semper Fidelis, Mike. Can you imagine that? You're in the fucking trenches in the Meuse-Argonne, getting gassed and the shit blown out of you. Then somebody blows a fucking whistle and somebody yells, "Come on, boys, let's go, over the top." Like, oh, shit. This normally doesn't work out well. Let's go, boys. For the Queen. Hey! Woof! And you make it all the way home, and some asshole says, "Were you on the night shift?" How do you not? Seriously, how do you not just punch him and drop him? Do you hear what I hear as a Catholic? "Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he says." I think you would have to see, that's the guy we want to help. He comes in to the vet center and he walks in and I look at him and I say, because I'm a Brit, I say, "Hey, mate, good day." I don't know that I'm, am I Australian right now? That's Australian. Maybe I'm doing my Crocodile Dundee shit. "Hey, mate, what's up?" That would be Brits for "what's up, motherfucker." And then he says, "I wanted to kill my coworker." And I say, "What'd he say to you?" And he tells me, I said, "Oh, you should have straight up punched him in the face. There's nothing wrong with you. You're okay." And he looks at me, "Would you like a spot of tea?" And he says, "Yeah, I need some tea. You can even put sugar in it. We like sugar here." Thanks, bro. Tea and sugar. We find out what units he's with. "Hey, man, how do you deal with your anger? Are you still PTN?" No, I stop. All right. Got to get a little PTN. It's for your brain, okay? Your body will reap the benefits, but it's largely for your brain. Okay, come back and see me. You're all right. Get back after it. And when you walk by that dude, scare him a little bit. Growl at him. Sneer at him. All right, have a little fun with him. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. Then, hey, you're all right, man. You're all right. Come on back in a week, though. All right? I got some shit for you. I got some shit you need to read. I got a program I need to put you on. You'll be all right. That's the kind of shit, right? Here, do you need this? Here's the anti... Come on. Come on. So, anyway, Grant Newsom is going to join us in a few minutes. So there's your first review. Fucking awesome. That's 5 stars, bro. Five stars. 1 for 1. 5 stars. And again, don't forget, 30-minute interview after the film. See if he's still on. See if he's still listening. What was the most? What was the indelible image from the movie? The one that's in your head. I don't. Does indelible have two L's? No, it only has one. Okay, thank God for spell check. That way I don't sound like a bozo. All right. So we'll see if we get a response to that. What's the most indelible impression? So that's how, so again, if you are just joining us, if you go to fathomevents.com, F-A-T-H-O-M, events, with an S, .com, okay, you'll see something that says they shall not grow old. Click on that. Punch your zip code in, and it'll tell you where it's playing. Around me, there's 5 different showings. Oh, only 4 of them are in 3D. Whoa. Yeah, the movie's in 3D, so go see it in 3D. I mean, I got to wear the glasses? Fuck, I hate those things. They look so stupid. I feel like I'm like some kind of Jack Armstrong goofball when I see that shit. Like, really? Do I have to go there and do this shit? So, anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get Grant Neuschamon. For those of you, and we're going to talk about why is he down on the Japanese aircraft carrier bombing around the Pacific with a Japanese battle group with a bunch of F-35s on it? How is that a bad thing? Come on, man. Come on, man. If I was a Japanese, I'd say, hey, screw you, Newsom. I'm doing it anyway. All right. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Fired up. Want to know why? Because I'm figuring this shit out. I'm developing the yellow for life. That is, turn your back on the public schools and all their bullshit. Raise your kid right. Right? Raise them to be hard-nosed, self-reliant, independent. Kind of a redundant little thing right there I just did. But do that. Raise them to be like that. And you'll raise strong, productive, good people. Because adversity won't bother them. They'll take it in stride. They'll know how to handle it. All right, with all that said, more of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.